to me. The only one whose favor I seek. The only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need. To feel your father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, and yours is the name. The name that has saved me. Mercy and grace, the power that forgave me. And your love is all I'd ever need. When your mom walked in there that day, that your daddy said, well, happy birthday to me. Amen. In the land of glory, where there's all joy, there's no sorrow and no tears. Amen. Yours will be the only name that matters to me. The only one whose favor I seek. The only name that matters to me. Yours is the name that has saved me, mercy and grace, and the power that forgave me, and your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. Thank you.
glory this morning. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what? I just pray that the Lord looks at me at least like he did, you know, Abraham, and he said, there's my friend. Come on, he says, there's my friend. What does that mean? That means he's got a heart of faith. He trusts me. He trusts me. He came home one day and he said, Sarai, we're leaving. Where are we going? I don't know. It doesn't matter. God's called. Are you willing to do that? To be a friend of God? To get up in the morning and not really know what's going to happen in your life that day or exactly where you're going, but you know, you say, God, I'm faithful. You're faithful. I'll go where you want me to go because I'm your friend. All right, let's go. Amen. Change your world today. praise and the honor and the glory. Amen. Shout to the Lord all. Just magnify him this morning, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Mighty Savior, mighty Savior. Hallelujah. We worship you. You know, one day Jesus, he heard about his first cousin John the Baptist, or what his first cousin, but his cousin John the Baptist, and about him being beheaded. And it touched him, and it hurt him, and it grieved him. So he departed from everybody, tried to get away from everybody, you know, to grieve. And he looked out, and there they were falling. So, but when he looked up at them, he didn't say, I can't believe these people are here again. The Bible says that he was moved with compassion. We have to have a spirit of compassion to care about what happens to anybody else. Compassion means you have passion to be concerned about what's happening in anybody else's life. And this morning I pray that that's how you're feeling. It's not just always me, mine, and my us four no more, but God, that your spirit of compassion, that we're not going to get tired, Father God, of being moved, of seeing the needs, and of praying and of interceding, Father God, for those that have needs.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Glory of the risen King, Jesus.
let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Now I want to take time to say this. 2 weeks from today, we're doing something different. The church is going out. We're moving out for one service. We're going over to the lake. What part is that, Miriam? What part over there at Green River? At the pavilion. We're having church. We're going to do praise and worship. We're going to have preaching and singing. And you need to be there. And if there's somebody that you know that says, well, you know, I don't really like church, say, well, this is different. Come on out to our service. We're being lights. Shine your light. We're going to shine our light that day, okay? All right? Let's do it, all right? Somebody has to hear this message about being redeemed.
Seems like all I can see was the struggle.
Are you there today?
Haunted by ghosts that live in my past.
I was bound up
in shackles of all my failures. And wondering how long is this gonna last?
But then Jesus came in.
Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting the fight that's already been won. I am redeemed.
You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
I want to say something, and I may have said this before, but there's some people in here that may have not heard this, or somebody's not heard this, but you know, I grew up a good girl. I wanted to please my mom. I didn't want to hurt them. I got born again when I was about 12. I didn't want to hurt anybody. I didn't do drugs. I didn't smoke. I couldn't even cuss. I felt guilty every time somebody would say something. I'd think, well, you know, I could talk like that. But my conscience was seared. I didn't want to be that way. And you know, I was a Christian for years and years and years, and I still had a sense of failure. I still was walking in the midst of what I didn't do. It wasn't the things I did. It was the things that I felt guilty about that I didn't do. And that's a heavy burden on a lot of Christians. And I found out that I wasn't supposed to carry that. I realized I was redeemed, not only from the past, but from today and for tomorrow. Not only the sins that I've done, but the good things that I don't do, that I should do. I'm redeemed. I'm free. Amen.
Wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains. Wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. faith, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Jesus,
I'm not who I used to be.
You know,
I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
Somebody come up and ask how you are today. What would they think if you said, you know, I'm redeemed? They go, you what? I'm redeemed. That's just who I am. What do you mean? I said, I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I know usually I go into this and I love it. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Come on. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. Do that verse again. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. Blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am, redeemed, come on church, redeemed, his child and forever I am. Oh, we worship you. Come on now. Give him the praise and the honor. As we sing this love song to Jesus, love you so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Do you have a grateful heart today? He's the one you need to be thanking and praising. Focusing in on him this morning. Lay aside all the weights and the sins that are trying to beset you today. And just love him and worship him. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus.
I love you so much.
may be seated. You know, it said, hear these praises. Has somebody got something you just want to thank God for? Just tell everybody what's God done. I tell you what God's done for us. He's healed and delivered your pastor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I keep that vision in front of me, Sherry. Enough's enough. Amen. About pastor. Amen. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. He's home recovering. Amen. The symptoms of the blood clot settled down into his hand. And when you've only got one hand, it poses a little problem. But he's good. We're doing it. He had more movement in his thumb this morning. Hey, that's progress. He's healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Somebody else got a praise. You just may want to make a declaration. Hallelujah. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Hallelujah, Lord. We have grateful hearts today.
Here, I was thinking of the scripture where David said, I will bless the Lord, O my soul. And I was saying that, and I thought, bless. What does it mean to bless? You know what came to me, and Laverne verified it in everything she said this morning. When you trust him, that is what blesses him. You see, you can't give anything to him he don't already have, except your faith and your trust. That's what blesses God. So when we sing that, bless the Lord, O my soul, we're saying, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. So bless the Lord. Trust him.
Something in line with the message, because God wants you to hear it, you're going to hear it from whoever it is. And but to me, that means we're in line with what we're supposed to be sending the message, because you keep hearing it throughout the week. People match up different ways and unexpected places, radio, people that wouldn't go to church normally, people you bumped into you haven't seen for years, books you read, a newspaper article, and then you're like, oh, that's just like what that said. And it's simple thing. When people talk about looking for signs of God, they're there. You just got to look.
I just love Jesus. I just want him to have a good day. And that's all.
That doesn't bring you to tears. Say you're 7, is that right? 7. When he says, I just want to love Jesus. Always felt that way, and he hasn't always known that, because God has placed him in an environment that he's loved, and he's being taught, he's being trained, and he's been shown the love of Jesus. God's got a call on his life. You just keep loving him, okay? You just keep testifying. Anytime you want to testify, you testify. 5 children. Children got baptized last week. It was awesome to see them standing there making that commitment for all, and all the world saw it because it was on Facebook. So not only were about 40 people there, but everybody saw it. And you know what? That's good to be able to start school saying, you know what? The old man is dead. Long lives the new creature. Amen. Praise God for that. God's going to touch every one of them and bless them. God's going to bless you today. Did you know that? It's not finished. It's not over. The service isn't over yet. God's got a word for us today, and he's going to give us double for any kind of trouble you may think you've got. Hey, you just hold on. You just keep the light in front of you. Keep hanging on, focusing and seeking you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you so much for your commitment. Yes.
One thing about it, God makes a tree. All you do is sow the seed. So when you build it to do something, it if it's a good thing, then that's God. It's a simple thing. I know that when they talked about a good place to split the Bible was the thief killing, destroying, the John 10:10, the other half. He said that's an excellent place to split. So if it's good, it's from God. If it's not, it's from the other, from the thief.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hold on just a minute.
First of all, I just want to give thanks and praise to God for allowing me to be able to go through the things that I've had to go through with my surgery and everything. And thank you all, everyone, for your prayers and concerns. And yesterday, well, I mean, like a week or so ago, I kind of got down. I was like, why am I not being able to move better? Why am I not doing better? I don't want to fail. I don't want to miss out. You know, I'm just that type of person. I don't want to miss out on what's going on. I don't want to miss the grandkids, what they're doing, where they're going. I don't want to miss out on church. And I'm like, why am I not moving better? And I was praying, and God just said, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. And that's all I could get from when I prayed, just keep on going. I'm going, but it just don't seem to be happening. But every day I see improvement. I see that God is helping me walk through this stuff, and the pain is getting better. He's gave me a good nurse over here to help me out. And and I just want to, yesterday we went somewhere, though, to eat, and I had this thought, you know, here this man had failed, and he had prosthetic leg. He was having difficulty walking. And I'm like, boy, Delita, just be thankful of what you have and what you're going through. Look at what that man's going. There's always someone that you can lift up in prayer that's going through a lot worse than what you are. So I just want to give thanks to God for allowing me to be able to go on and keep on going.
Amen.
Because that's all I could get was keep on going.
Amen. Amen. We used to sing a little chorus, Pastor and I did, about keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on. That's what we do. Take each day. Amen. All right. I'm going to.